visiting today with Pleasantville head girls track and field coach Aaron Fichter. Coach, I know your girls were in action on Thursday night there at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont, and then Tuesday night at Linville Sully. Can you kind of walk me through a little bit how you feel that those meets went?
Yeah, we tried a few things each night, still trying to work through some lineups. Tuesday was just really nice without wind, but it was a little chilly at night. And then we had just a little bit of wind on Thursday, so we had some chances to run some things. I felt like our shuttle hurdle is coming together. They did a nice job. Actually ran a fast enough time to set our school record on Tuesday. Our 4x4 is coming down. They ran well on Thursday. So we just have some things that we're experimenting with and seeing if we can just keep dropping and maybe move some kids in and give them chances as well.
Do you feel like still at the beginning part of this season, you're still in the process of coach a little bit and kind of feeling out where your guys' lineup is at?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely want to put things together early in the season, but I don't want also for kids to think that they won't have an opportunity to earn a spot if they're not in those relays. And so, things are coming together and we're starting to figure out different lineups and different pieces to that puzzle, I guess. But there's definitely some areas to grow and areas to improve on, and we'll just see how that kind of works out throughout the season.
In terms of your relay teams, what is you guys have had some success there so far. What do you feel has worked well with your relay teams?
Right. So, we have been, knock on wood, we've been healthy. We've had a little bit of just a little kind of small things here and there, but we really have been healthy. So that's been a good sign. Just having, nice weather to work through things. That's huge too. And then, some of the kids have been around together for a while. We have Louie Mason, Lauren Fernal, Rye Phipps, as there's just a few of them. Carly Grips, another one. Just some kids around and are familiar with each other. And so I think that always helps as well.
In terms of some of your individual running events, non-relay stuff, how do you feel you guys were there in terms of maybe races like the 100, the 200, 400, things like that?
Yeah, I think we're interesting that way. I don't know, from just an individual standpoint, how many things we'll put together this year. We do have some kids, like Carly Grip will be a kid that could have a chance in the one and the two. She's really just gotten stronger and, more confident in open races. Lily Mason is a kid that's put a lot of time into hurdles. Lauren Fernal, same way. She might give her a shot in the 100 hurdles. And so there's just things like that, but like collectively, I feel like we have some strong groups, and we are running a lot of relays that way. But we have kids that are also trying some individual things. We might give Summer Isley a chance in the 8. Riley Hartman's been running 400 lows and has done a nice job. His first time she's ever ran that was last week. So we just have some things like that we might throw some kids in and try. But we're also, really are kind of focused on those relays as well.
To turn our attention a little bit to some of the field events, is there an area in field events that you feel like you guys are strong at this year? And is there an attention area too that you'd like to improve upon?
Yeah, Macy Martin's having a nice season. She was really close to her all-time best. I think it was on Tuesday night. She's a young kid that's working hard. She just started throwing discs as well. Had a couple of nice throws there the other night. She's motivated. It seems like she's just kind of hungry to learn, and I think she's just going to continue to get better over the next couple of years. Emmy Heemstra is another kid that she's had some nice throws this season in the discus. I think she's just going to continue to get stronger and get better. We're still kind of looking at long jump. We have one kid long jumping right now, Kelly Weissong, a freshman, doing a nice job there, but we're looking to build some depth there as well. And then we have some high jumpers that are doing, just kind of getting back into the swing of things. One kid that's been out for a couple of years and working through that. She had a nice night on Thursday. Just a confidence builder type of night for her. So I definitely think we can, by the end of the year, hopefully we are scoring points consistently in each one of those areas.
In this early part of the season, does this kind of, this first couple weeks of outdoor meets, does this kind of give you a gauge a little bit, as coach, of kind of where you guys are at as a team and, where you want to fill in some areas as we go throughout the rest of the season?
For sure. You're looking at, two things, I think. You're looking at, from a meet to meet, how do we, work through kids? Maybe the kids that aren't going to be competing for, a state experience, but, how do we get them to, continue to build some capacity and feel confident, feel good about what they're doing? How can we use each kid and event to help make us as competitive as possible, you know, at the conference meet, that kind of thing. But then you're also looking at just, you know, what do we have from a state standpoint? You know, are they relays? Are they individuals? How do they, like, how does that line up throughout the night? And, you know, is there enough recovery time for this kid and that kind of stuff? And so you definitely start, you know, moving the puzzle pieces around that way and trying to figure out what you have. And I think that we're starting to get some good answers on that. What are our best chances? Do we have enough recovery time between to make that possible? And so that's kind of the fun part and the exciting part, measuring that up against other teams in the state and see what you can do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, you know, as always, and, you know, best of luck to you and your team as you head into this upcoming week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.